This next exercise is called balloon breathing. It's a way to help you understand how your breath comes and goes in your body and how it can be useful to you. For step one, what we'd like you to do is just notice your breath. Start by just noticing how you're breathing right now. Place one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. Relax your hands in these positions and just observe your breath for a moment. Which hand is rising? Is it the one on your chest or the one on your belly? Maybe it's both. We're guessing that you might find the hand on your chest is moving. Many people do. This is normal, but what we're going to learn here is something different. We're going to learn how to breathe and make our belly move instead. So for step two, what we want you to do is fill the balloon. Keep your hands in the same position and be sure that you're sitting upright. Now we're going to ask you to imagine that you have a balloon in your belly. And when you breathe in, the balloon in your belly inflates and gets bigger. And this makes your belly rise. And when you breathe out, just imagine that the balloon gets smaller. And this deflates your belly and makes it go down. Just do that for a few times and notice your belly rise when you breathe in and go down when you breathe out. When you breathe this way, the hand on your chest shouldn't move very much at all. It may take some time to get used to breathing this way. You may need to practice. Just stay with it and keep observing your breath. As you breathe in, the balloon inflates and gets bigger. And as you breathe out, the balloon deflates and gets smaller. Don't feel bad if you have trouble staying focused on your breath. That happens to everybody. Counting as you breathe can help. When you inhale, think 1, 2, 3. And then when you exhale, think out 2, 3. Just practice breathing in this way for a few more minutes. If you practice this kind of belly breathing a few times a day, it can become a really good skill that you can use whenever you need it. Your breath is always there as a measure of how your body is feeling and what's going on in your body. And breathing can be the foundation of many exercises of mindfulness. So this is a good exercise to use as often as you need to. And using it at times at the end of the day can be really helpful. You'll be amazed at how effective it is to help you calm down. It's one of the best skills that we have, returning to your breath.